relapse, a deterioration of someone's health after improvement. I heard a word about a week ago that I was hoping I would not hear this soon. The term used was relapse. Those of you who have read or listened to my podcast are familiar with my background. In short, nearly 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and have been undergoing a fairly rigorous treatment regimen since then. Multiple forms of chemotherapy, radiation therapy, multiple surgeries, and targeted antibody therapy were all included in the plan. It was intense with some side effects, but none of which necessitated my stopping treatment. However, over the last 5 months, my myeloma numbers have gradually increased until the trend became obvious. I was no longer in remission. Multiple myeloma is a type of bone marrow cancer for which there is currently no cure. As with many other chronic diseases, the treatment is medical, which means that if and when symptoms indicate that the disease is attempting to reestablish itself, the patient must be retreated with a variety of different forms of therapy. For me, this meant another round of chemotherapy to halt the disease's progression. It's difficult to watch the numbers increase when you know that treatment is succeeding. However, it was initially difficult to learn that I had stage 3 cancer that was incurable. I'm not sure which is worse, because both wreak havoc on your mind. That is, at least, it took me a while to comprehend. Indeed, it took me 1.5 years to comprehend the message. I would be living with a potentially fatal disease. I initially had no response, but simply do as instructed. I began chemo without hesitation and simply followed directions. Then, just before my first major surgery, something happened in a split second that I cannot fully explain. I reached a point where a choice needed to be made. Either I would continue treatment, or I would discontinue treatment. Which one would it be? I was unable to sleep. I tossed and turned, considering one option before moving on to the next. I spoke with myself, with those I care about, and, yes, with God. Each exchange lasted only a few minutes, but left me exhausted by the struggle but elevated by the outcome. Later, after having time to reflect on the experience, I discovered the word that best described my experience. I surrendered to the entirety of the scenario. I renounced it, let it go, and accepted my disease in all of its lumps and bumps. I felt at ease. I will never forget that experience, and am eternally grateful for it, because without it, I would have struggled to continue with any treatment. My world was bleak. I saw everything that was wrong, but forgot everything that was right. My family surrounded me with love, did whatever was necessary, and assisted me in overcoming adversity. However, I am now confronted with another moment in time. Or am I? Relapse, for some, is the end of the story. Perhaps it will be for me, but not for the time being. My future life is just as exciting, if not more so, than my previous time on Earth. I am wiser, more content, and more composed, and I understand firsthand what it means to improve my life, to be less argumentative and more alive. I am indebted to my doctors, nurses, and everyone else who assisted in my healing process. I'm confident that whatever challenges I face in the future, I'll be surrounded by those who care. It will be a peaceful time that requires the ability to recalibrate my identity and expectations for the future. I was once asked by a friend who was afraid of dying. He couldn't see life without his physical presence. However, his fear was impeding his life's progress. "Have you ever considered where you were prior to your birth?" I inquired. "Were you safe, looked after, and liberated? Were you content?" He simply looked at me, and I could see the pain, the anguish, and the concern gradually receding from this face. He discovered the sole solution to such a question. He was secure, well cared for, and liberated. I see my life now as a continuum of thoughts and deeds. If I have the opportunity to improve someone's life, or to assist or console them, there is no better use of my time and talents than to help someone else overcome their difficulties. I encourage you to do likewise. I know you will find your life become one of peaceful tomorrows. For me, each day is a gift that was freely given to me. What better way to spend that day than to help another person overcome a stumbling block in their life? Yes, I'm about to turn my relapse into another chance to grow, help others, and to give to others the gift of peace. How about you?